The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Burt Show.
All right, Cassie, all the signs were there for you on vacation, so you finally got it done.
I have been wanting a tattoo for actually a very, very long time, years and years, but I never had anything that I felt like I wanted to commit to on my body long term. It just, everything that I would have thought, like originally a fleur-de-lis because I grew up in Louisiana, kind of fell by the wayside. A wave because I love the beach, now I love the mountains. So I'm glad I didn't get that stuff, although my husband has pointed out they're markers of chapters in your life of who you were. So I was driving home from my parents' house over the holidays, and it struck me that I felt so different. You know, I've been dealing with a lot of family stuff and personal stuff in my life, and I just kind of had this epiphany, and I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm emerging from all this drama and trauma as somebody who is maybe more stable or understands things from a different perspective. I want to get a phoenix, I think, tattooed on my forearm. And then later on when I opened TikTok, the first thing I saw was phoenix fine line tattoos. I didn't talk to anyone about this. I didn't Google it. So I took it as a sign. The next day I opened Instagram, the first thing I saw was phoenix definition, like literally like a Merriam-Webster style dictionary entry. And I'm like, okay, it's a sign. I waited a couple months. I started to doubt things. I'm like, maybe this is stupid. I shouldn't. Phoenixes started popping up everywhere. And I'm not totally dumb. I understand that my brain has been trained now to look for phoenixes everywhere, even if I'm not conscious of it. But I still think the fact that it pops up so much is a little random. So I booked an appointment with an artist named Michelle Santana at Bang Bang in New York City. And I was like, I'm going to get this done. And because it's in a prominent spot, I want one of the best artists to do it. And I think if you are into tattoos, you know Bang Bang is like a hot, like the spot. Like they just did Angelina Jolie, like celebs go to Bang Bang. So I'm like, I'm going to spend some coin on this and make sure it looks good. So I went to New York City with my husband for the day. My sister-in-law watched our kids. So it was just the two of us in the city. I went to Bang Bang and I got my tattoo and I loved it. And the thing is, it has already started changing my life in ways that I did not anticipate. So the coolest thing is when I get into the parking deck, we get out, we're in New York. I look down, there's graffiti and street art everywhere. The first piece of street art that I see is literally the word phoenix.
Oh, wow.
At my feet. And it's the cool thing is somebody pointed this out to me, a Burt Show listener. The bird pictured in the graffiti is not a phoenix. It's a falcon, like the Atlanta Falcons. And of course, if you're not familiar with Atlanta, kind of one of our bird symbols is the phoenix because Atlanta, you know, was burned to the ground forever ago and rebuilt out of the ashes like a phoenix, which is a mythical creature, is reborn from the ashes of before. And so I got it. I'm like, nailed it. This is a sign. The book I was listening to on the way to the city, because we were staying in upstate New York, so it was like a 4-hour drive in. The character bought a haute couture dress or whatever, which happened to be the Phoenix dress. Like just random stuff like that. Got the tattoo, got out. Huge mural on the side of a building. It's a phoenix. And I'm like, all right, I probably just, you know, this is going to be cheesy in a couple of years because there's a phoenix zeitgeist going on right now. And I'm the girl who got the phoenix tattoo, but I don't care. It felt good. And then it really hit me because what it's supposed to symbolize for me, it's just a very fine line tattoo. What it's supposed to symbolize is I can do what I want and I don't need to live my life for other people, which I have done almost my entire life. The choices I've made are with other people in mind, which is why I didn't get a tattoo for so long because my parents were against it and I didn't want to disappoint them even being almost 40. It's still in the back of your head. That's a very hard connection to sever. And every choice I ever have made is, how is this going to affect people around me? Which is not a bad thing to think about. Mm-hmm. But when it starts being like, it's not negatively going to affect the people around me, but it's going to put me in a negative space just so I can appease people around me, that's where it becomes problematic. And every choice I have made in my life has been, most of them, logical, thought out what is the right thing to do. And I don't mean morally right. I mean the responsible thing to do. And we were shopping in New York City. I needed a pair of shoes. Okay, we were going to a really fancy dinner that night. And I realized I just had sneakers with me because, you know, I'm old now and I like to wear sneakers when I'm walking around. And I'm like, I cannot go. We're doing a chef's tasting menu. I cannot go to this restaurant wearing like flat foot box sneakers. Like, I got to have something nice. So we walk into this store called Rothy's, which I really like. They make recycled shoes out of plastic, and I'm trying them on, and I'm between like a couple of pairs, and one's a pair that I really want that's maybe not super practical, and the other pair is like, oh, I could wear these to work every day. Like, they look nice. And so I go to buy the work ones, and I look at the Phoenix, and I'm like, screw that. I don't want the work shoes. Why do I keep settling in my life for things that are good enough but not what I really want? And I know this is dumb. It's a pair of shoes at the end of the day. It's not that much of an expense. But I'm like, why do I keep looking at my life being like, well, I could use these for a practical reason. I'll get these instead of the ones that I really want. So I said, screw it, and I bought the ones I really want.
Yeah. Okay.
And it just, that kept happening over and over again. Looking at a scenario where I'm like, well, practically, this would be the responsible route to go. This would be the most useful, utilitarian. And I'm like, screw that. I want to get what I want to get. Why do I keep denying myself these little joys and pleasures? And it really has just unfolded in a way where, you know, I'm not blowing everything up and making other people feel awful or making irresponsible choices, but I'm finally starting to give into myself in a way that I have been denying pretty much my entire life. So I guess this is your sign if you're listening and you're in this position where you're a people pleaser, or you've been denying yourself the things that you want, or you just want to get a tattoo. Go get it. It's worth it.
I've lived my life entirely the other way, doing nothing practical and doing everything that doesn't make sense. So I'm going to get one that's much more reserved and much more practical.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you'll hate it.
And I'll hate it, right.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.